a human rights defender, a priest, an ordinary human being, an unequaled patriot, and a South African giant. This is how many of the condolence messages describe the late Desmond Tutu. President Cyril Ramaphosa yesterday addressed the nation, describing him as an illustrious, courageous, and outstanding patriot.
It is a time to pay respects to the departed and to celebrate life with exuberance. He loved his fellow men and women. He loved the church, but he also loved his country. Go well, good and faithful servant. You will be sorely missed.
Anglican priest Stephen Moreo echoed those sentiments to VOA.
His legacy will be his love for all people. He has always said that God is not God of Christians. God is God of all people. So his main legacy is his love for all God's people.
Ordinary South Africans have also praised him for speaking truth to power in defense of the poor. 69-year-old Amkele Qakela's house is a stone's throw from Tutu's old residency along Vilakazi Street in Johannesburg's Soweto Township. She told VOA how Tutu was a good neighbor and a blessing to her family.
Even his family, they were very kind people. So, you know, people like this, really, it's not easy to find a person. He was a nice somebody. He was joking with Mom Tutu in the morning. And then you'll see him passing, go and buy newspaper. You'll see him walking on Sunday, goes to the church. He was a man of God.
Another Soweto resident, Nomatamsa Mafagela, who sells wares to tourists next to Tutu's old house, told VOA that it is through people like Tutu and former President Nelson Mandela that South Africa is free today.
It's an honor and privilege that I am walking freely in Vilakazi Street because of what Desmond Tutu and Mandela have fought for.
Current and former heads of states, church leaders, human rights defenders, and renowned world bodies from across the globe have sent their condolences. The Vatican described him as a promoter of racial equality and reconciliation. Former U.S. President Barack Obama portrayed him as grounded in the struggle for liberation and justice. And UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called him a towering global figure for peace and justice. A week of mourning has been declared ahead of the burial on Saturday. A memorial service will be held on Wednesday. Tutu's body will lie in state at the St. George's Cathedral on Friday. Tuso Kumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.